Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
They say love is never having to say you're sorry. But what are you supposed to say when you're in the middle of a fight? Marianne has been looking into some creative ways to cool things off, haven't you, Marianne?
Yes, not that this is any reflection on us.
No, of course not.
Never happened to us at all in our nearly 25 years of marriage. But when you're in the middle of a fight with your husband or your wife and you step back for some air, you would think that the next best thing to do is to have a face-to-face conversation, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the way we've always done it. But behavioral health experts say that before doing that, you might want to send a text.
Yeah, that would seem to be, well, it's kind of a chicken way out, but a good first step. It's a creative way to apologize. That's what you have for us today?
Well, not necessarily, because given what happened, like voices raised, sharp words exchanged, or whatever happened between the two of you, you may or may not be ready for an apology. But a text can make sense in order to just open back up the lines of communication. Mm-hmm. So we do that, don't we, Bob?
I think so. Yeah, I'm trying to remember if we ever had a fight. All right,
Yeah, we've never had a fight, but if we ever did have a fight, you usually text.
That would be a good first step. Let's hear these ideas for sending your partner the right texts after or during a big fight.
Okay, so here's the first one, I have 10 of them. All right, so, and don't laugh, but, okay, I want to figure this out. I hope we can find a way to do it while being kind to each other.
That's serious.
I know it's hard to write this when you're in the middle of a fight and you're really angry at the other person.
Mm-hmm.
But when you text a message like this and you don't call it a fight, because that word in and of itself creates volatility, the message really is underlining kindness, and it still leaves room for a respectful disagreement.
Would that work with you?
I think that it would.
All right. Okay, I'm writing that one down.
What happened before.
All right. What's number two?
It is, you know, it's kind of like you're waving the little white flag. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next one is, let me know what you need right now, and we can pick this back up tomorrow.
Yeah, I like that. Delay. That's good.
Delay. I knew you were going to like that, because this one is about space and time, and it's reassuring to the other person to hear that you're interested in revisiting the disagreement after you've both had a chance to process it. It's flexible and it's sincere, but I have to be honest, like, this one would make me mad.
Okay. I'm not writing that down.
I would be like... Yeah, I mean, I would be thinking, and this is according to health experts. These are not things I made up. But I would just be thinking, no, let's get it done now. Mm-hmm. That's what I would be thinking. But yeah. Then I would be in the heat of it.
That's why I wouldn't send that one.
Okay. Number three, I'd appreciate a chance to explain myself.
That sounds like an invitation for more arguing.
Well, it creates clarity, and it shows your partner that the relationship is important to you. And if they're ready to listen, thank them for the opportunity. But, you know, it does have the danger of just becoming, like you said, like, you know, repeating everything you said before.
Right.
So, this is just like, you know, an olive branch kind mm-hmm. of thing. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's not yep. to fix the entire fight.
Yeah, it's
just
a start.
To keep mm-hmm. the lines open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number four. I want you to know I love you.
Now, that would be a hard one to ignore.
Yeah, it's important to show how much you care. So reassuring your partner that this was just a fight and that you want to fix things reinforces that this is not reflective of your true feelings, mm-hmm. you know, the fight that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number five, I feel bad about what happened.
Now, if I sent that to you, I know what your reply would be. Too bad.
No, it wouldn't.
You deserve to feel bad.
No, I've never said that to you. Ever.
All right. Okay. I'd be afraid to send that one.
Well, okay. Well, this one is good if you, especially if you realize that you are in the wrong. It can set things up for a sincere in-person apology. You're acknowledging what you did or failed to do, you know, that it was wrong or hurtful, and that you'd like to talk rather than to argue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that implies.
I see.
Okay, number six. Who I was during that fight isn't the person I want to be with you.
No, I don't know about that one. I mean, I would feel funny sending that one.
Depends what you said and what you did.
Who I was.
You know what I mean?
Isn't the person I want to be with you.
Yeah, because this is, I mean, you know, sometimes tensions ramp up and you're fuming. You're incapable of rational thoughts. And this could be a first step to atoning. Mm-hmm. And here you are taking responsibility for your actions and you want to do better.
All right,
I think it depends on what the fight was about or how severe it was.
Okay.
The next one you're going to love. I promised to cook dinner every night this week.
Oh, and then you'd text me, don't make me laugh.
Because I cook dinner every night of every week.
Yeah, exactly.
But there is no, you can think of another bribe. And there's no shame in a little bribe just to get back on speaking terms.
Well, I'd have to think of a better one.
You'd have to think of a better one. It's a nice gesture, you know. You can say, I'll put air in your tires every day for the next month. Or something. Something that you don't do.
Yeah, I'll clean up your bicycle. What's number eight?
Number eight, it makes me sad when we can't communicate. This one lets the other person know that they're important to you by describing how bad it is when you're not on the same page.
Yeah, but wouldn't you feel, there he is, it's all about him. You know, he feels bad. You know what I mean?
I don't know, Bob. I think you're overthinking.
Yeah, probably.
All right, number nine. I can and will do better.
Taking
part of the blame for an argument is great, but what are you going to do to make sure it doesn't happen again? That's why you're saying, I will do better.
I'd be afraid.
Something like this.
No, you just respond, I've heard that before.
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
Yeah, see, I know you.
There are no good texts for you and me, but for other people, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, so the last one is insert a joke.
Tell you a joke?
A joke. Yeah, text a joke, because one of the best parts of any relationship is the inside joke.
Okay.
So it's an inside joke, and if the moment is right, you can use, you know, one of these one-of-a-kind bonds that you share with your partner, and then maybe it will jumpstart the conversation, because humor conveys your shared time and affection for each other. It creates goodwill, and maybe it will make the other person smile. I must admit that you have done this, mm-hmm. and it sort of like knocks things off into like a different level, you know, because you still do make me laugh.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, yeah, I would text something like, can I make it up to you by bringing home a couple of hot dogs? And then I'd have Control Room Joe with me to play that sound too. Anyway,
yeah, you could probably make the Control Room, the entire Joe and the entire Control Room laugh about that one, but I would not even laugh at that one.
Oh, okay. I'll think of a better one. What's on Savvy Planet this week?
Well, it's comfort food time, and growing up in a Cuban household, we seem to always be eating chicken fricassee, which I thought was a Cuban dish, but it actually is a French dish. But I make it Cuban style. It's stewed chicken in butter and tomato sauce, and I just came up with a healthy-ish, not really healthy, but healthy-ish, way to make it. It's super easy to make. It's so comforting. It's so delicious to just pour it on a day like today, mm-hmm. over like some rice or potatoes or something. It's delicious. It's just stewed chicken that falls apart with your fork. Mm-hmm. So if you want the recipe and you subscribe to savvy-planet.com, it will be mailed to you on Tuesday.
Subscribe for free weekly recipes. Let's not fight this weekend. Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you, Bob.
And I won't bring home any hot dogs.